I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back to the Canine Critique Podcast.
Puppy edition.
Puppy edition.
As in mini.
What?
Minnie Mouse.
What's that?
Just kidding.
We do mini-sodes? Nope. This is probably the only one you're ever going to hear from us.
This is a puppy-sode.
It's a puppy-sode.
Instead of our normal full-grown-sized dogs episodes.
Which is like 30 minutes of us chit-chatting and talking about nothing. 30 plus,
sometimes 41.
And then like 10 minutes of a dog movie review.
Yeah. Today we decided just the dog review. Yeah. Just kidding.
Today? Here's the thing.
It's quarantine. We're cashing that card right now.
We were gonna watch a movie,
but we went. It's just a hot day.
Fishing. It was hot outside.
Got sidetracked.
I went to an amusement park. John was there. We were at the amusement park.
What a fun day. Three
went to Lagoon.
One real ride at Lagoon, and then we helped your friend move. Basically,
Then my friend was like, "Hey, I need to move in," and we were like, "Okay."
What a fun day.
We moved, and then here we are. That brings us to now, where we've talked it out and we have decided we're not going to watch a dog movie tonight.
Yeah.
So we came up with a puppy-sode. Let us know what you think.
We're just going to talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just to put some content out.
Yeah, I feel bad. I didn't want to not post something.
I think you get to skip your movie choice this week because you made me help your friend move.
Nope. So John's bringing
And then
up.
You crapped out on Lagoon early.
Hey, here's the thing. So, I asked you if it was okay to leave, and you said it was, so you can't...
What? Well, what am I going to be like, no, I don't want to?
Here's the thing.
I'm going to be like, I still want to go on all the rides that your feeble body can't handle.
I straight up said, is there anything that you need to go on?
I still wanted to go on Colossus and it. Wicked.
You should have said that when I asked you three times.
No, you clearly wanted to go.
I did want to go, but I would have ridden the rides with you.
I'm not going to make you stay.
I would have gone with you.
Trying to be a good friend.
Oh, and so
I'm too agreeable.
You're trying to be a good friend, but then you're going to cash it out.
That's true.
You're going to cash it out later.
So I'm pretty broke this week, and I went to my friend Brooke, who I always take our kids to the gas station, and I buy them stuff. She's like, how much do I owe you? I'm like, you don't owe me anything. But this week, I'm like, hey, Brooke, remember when you said you owed me? Can I have some money for lunch? So thanks to Brooke, I got lunch on Friday.
You had lunch. In high school, my friends and I would call that, like, sponsoring.
Oh, we just called it mooching.
You call it sponsoring. It'll be like, because I had a friend, Preston, he lived closer to the Little Caesars than anybody.
Oh, yeah. You used to tell me about this.
Yeah. And so
thank you to Preston.
We would say,
sponsored this event.
Like, thanks to Preston who sponsored our hangout tonight. Preston sponsoring hangout, everybody. I probably still owe Preston money for pizza, to be honest.
He sponsored the event. You don't have to pay him.
And you're right. He's sponsored.
I always ask my dad if he wants to sponsor some house parties.
Yeah.
I'm just like, do you want to sponsor our house party tonight? Do you want to sponsor our movie night tonight?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, fine.
That's got to be the thing. If you want somebody to pay for something, don't say, hey, could you loan me something?
You pitch it like it's a business meeting.
You say, could you please sponsor our event? Speaking of sponsors, we don't have any for the podcast.
Ever. Except for Shelter Pet Project.
Shelter Pet Project. And were they really a sponsor? I don't know. I think
no,
we
it
just...
was a charity.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
You, the listener, are sponsoring by listening only. With your heart.
Yeah.
And your
thanks
ears.
To you, we keep it ad-free. Just kidding. It is ad-free. I've never heard an ad.
Keep it ad-free because I hate ads.
Here's an ad for
ads on here? What about orange juice?
I said, here's an ad for pulp-free orange juice.
Yeah,
it's great.
Pulp-free orange juice. I am not the biggest fan of pulp, so pulp-free orange juice, there are no sponsors this week. We have a couple other ads I want to roll out. Just other things we like, I guess.
Crush, Orange Crush. We've done that before.
Orange Crush. I really like just orange soda in general.
Yeah, I don't like Fanta as much.
If I had to choose between orange soda or orange soda and orange juice, I would choose orange soda.
Oh. Mix them together. Make like a soft mimosa.
No thanks. See, that's where I draw the line.
You ever had like an Italian orange soda with some cream in it? A little bit of cream?
Okay,
a creamsicle?
Never mind. I guess that's where I can cross the line that I just drew.
That's pretty good.
I like it. Orange cream sodas? Is that what you're talking?
Well,
that's a good flavor.
Well, an Italian soda always has like a little cream in it, but if you get it's called an orange creamsicle, I think.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's like pretty good. a week or two ago, I had a buddy from my old security job. He texted me. He was like, do you want like 30 creamies? And I was like,
what flavor? Banana?
Orange.
You know what? I don't even like banana flavored things, but I like a good banana creamy.
A banana creamy, dude?
It's pretty good.
Anyway, he rolled up and gave me a whole packet of just orange creamies, dude. They're in the freezer if you want some. Let me know later. This is good, what am I saying? Ear listening.
Do you want some dog news?
No. It's puppy news. Welcome back to Dog News. It's your host, Jay News a Lot. Turning over to you, John News a Little. John News a Little, take it away.
Yep. I just Googled dog news, top stories by CNN. An abandoned dog that was taken in by California firefighters is adopted by Miley Cyrus.
Aww.
Way to go, Miley
that
Cyrus.
That poor dog's going to be in so many music videos.
Dog food recalled over salmonella concerns from the FDA. That was Fox News. We got both. Once again, both the partisan.
We're playing both.
Both sides of the
we're
story.
We're playing both of the news sites that provide generally fake news.
Oh, Dighton cops pit bull ordered euthanized for killing another dog. I know Jake News a Lot doesn't like sad dog news, but I'm all about it.
John News a Little. I don't like.
Woman sad killed, dog news. Son seriously injured in March 8 dog attack.
John, stop! This is not what dog news was for. It was meant to.
Teacher, dog dies of carbon monoxide poisoning after running car left in garage.
No! Oh my gosh! We're done. No more dead people and dead dogs. Oh,
there's another woman being killed.
No, hey.
Oh, it was a Florida woman that got killed by her. That was it.
Gosh.
Darn Florida. Well.
In other news.
Oh, here's senior dog stuck in Woburn pool. Fell in a pool, saved by quick-thinking Amazon driver. Way to go. You know what? Let's give a hand for our Amazon drivers. I work in shipping, not with Amazon drivers, but dang.
Whoa,
way to go. Whoa. Keeping us sane in our quarantine.
Yippee.
Thank you, Amazon.
That is dog news.
And that was your dog news today? Jeez Louise.
Do you have any dog stories? Your friend had a dog that we just helped
move. My friend had a dog. We were moving with the dog. And the dog's name was Charlie.
Didn't bark once?
The dog didn't bark.
It was pretty nice. It kept getting in the way.
It was in the way. And then here's the thing. The dog would get in the way. Like, hey, get out of the way. And then somebody would go, hey, stay. I'd be like, no, don't stay where you are. I want to kick you. Adam, if you're listening to the podcast, I don't really want to kick Charlie.
I do.
Speaking of Charlie.
What?
What is with... I mean, I'm sure it's a nice sentiment, but like naming dogs, right?
We definitely talked about this before.
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
Yes.
All right. Well, tune back to whatever episode that was if you want to hear me.
We're talking about dogs naming your dogs actual human names.
Yeah.
Charlie's a good dog name.
Charlie is a pretty good. I knew a dog named Charlie. I actually dog.
I knew a dad. I knew a dog named Charlie in All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh,
Charlie!
Come on,
Charlie!
Freaking heck, dude! Man, this is pretty okay. John, you been reading any books? Did you read books, John?
I'm starting a book so I just started school, and so I started a novel writing class. And the required reading is called The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. Haven't started it yet, but it's about the Underground Railroad. But I guess there's a fantastical element to it, so I'm interested.
Underground Railroad?
Yeah, like, you know what the Underground Railroad is.
Oh, yeah. That took me a second.
I think.
Okay. You had to say it a couple of times. So I was like, I thought about like a literal Underground Railroad. Like the one
like
that,
a subway.
Like a subway. Did you know that Utah had a subway?
Did it really?
Yeah. It no longer works.
There's one near my house.
You can still explore it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. There's a real subway that would take you through the mountain. Yeah.
Why is that not still happening?
I think it was like structurally not good.
Oh, it was falling apart.
Subway in Utah. I'm going to say running subway, like working subway. How do I type this without searching like
subway sandwiches?
Fresh? Working subway train in Utah?
Underground train in Utah.
Train in Utah. Let's see. How to ride tracks. Great.
It's futile.
I remember reading it in a fun fact somewhere. I think it was maybe Cotton Canyon in Salt Lake or even further south near Park. I think it was near Park City.
Okay.
Like that was the plan, was to get you to go and do your
skiing?
Yeah.
Deeper? Just kidding.
Underground Subway, Utah. Let's see. Oh, gosh. There's a, I guess there's a... Zion National Park has a subway?
Oh.
Okay, I'll find it some other time.
Either way, where are we going with this?
Puppy-sode?
Before that, what got us talking about subways?
Your book.
Oh, yeah, the Underground Railroad. Yep. So that's basically what I'm going to start reading.
Yep. Just, I thought you already... Anyway.
Just read some comics, but nothing noteworthy of John's Comic Corner, really.
I read a comic, The Rise of Kylo Ren, and it was pretty good. I was disappointed with the length. I need some more.
That's the problem with Marvel Comics, man.
I would like some more, because it's like four issues long, and,
I bet,
and they're done.
See my Batman universe?
Yeah.
It's hardcover, but I bet it costs about the same.
Yeah?
And look at the thickness.
Huh.
I'm going to investigate this. I've done a lot. So this was $15.99, and this was $25.99. So $10 more. However, if this were softcover, it would be $15.99.
Hmm.
But it's like triple the size. DC Comics are better priced. I think it's the paper they use. Like, feel that paper. It's a little grainier.
It's a little more grainy.
And these are probably like more glossy. Photocopy.
Yeah.
And DC Comics used to be like this, but I think they've pushed to cheaper printing, which I enjoy because I can read more and you can get the same color gradient on it.
One thing I wanted to share here, we are all familiar that Ben Solo, like, took part in destroying the Jedi Temple that Luke Skywalker
helped. Yeah, he's like a child shooter.
In episode.
He's a school shooter.
School shooter. And anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
He's not a good guy.
We're going to talk about...
But he got redeemed.
In the comic, this is like takes place directly after that. And there's other students who are survived.
Do they follow him? Are they the Knights of Ren?
They're following him. No, they're chasing him. They're like getting back at him because they're under the impression that he killed Luke Skywalker.
Oh, but he's still alive.
Yeah. So they're chasing him and he flies away. He's not Kylo Ren yet. Ben Solo flies away in a spaceship and his former student buddies were chasing after him. And then Ben Solo turns around to blast him and they try to outmaneuver him. And one of them's like, well, like, you can't outmaneuver Ben Solo. And he was like, what? Why not? Like, I'm trying my best here. And it was like, his dad is the greatest pilot in the galaxy and his uncle blew up the Death Star. You really think you can
outmaneuver him? And his grandfather was also one of the greatest pilots in the galaxy.
Exactly.
The Skywalkers and the Solos are the greatest pilots in the galaxy.
And this is like the dual bloodline. Of course he's so good. And then like...
I'm surprised the universe hasn't exploded.
Yeah, Ben Solo fires like one shot at their ship and it disabled like their engines in just one blow. And he was like, how did they do that? And like the dude was like, I literally just told you. It's pretty good.
They're funny. They're like, come on, Kylo. I know we hazed you a little bit, but this is a bit too far. You didn't have to kill all our friends. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have messed with the chosen one.
Shouldn't have messed.
We shouldn't have messed with the crossing of two pilot, like, galactic pilot breeds.
But, I mean, it's a pretty good read. That's only in the first issue, so it's not too much of a spoiler.
I'll wait for the omnibus.
There's a cute, like, little story where he goes on a mission with Luke Skywalker to a different Jedi temple when he's a little younger.
Okay.
And what's-his-face is there. The dude that dies at the beginning of episode 7 who gives him the piece.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's pretty interesting.
It's pretty nice, actually. I'm a big fan. Give it a read.
Their Star Wars segment.
That was... I guess it was Jake's Star Wars comic.
I feel the need. Okay, here's Comic Corner for John.
Oh.
So I've been reading Batman. This is spoilers. Tom King's run on Batman, which is like... It's been going since the beginning of Rebirth, and for some reason it's still going, like, 4 years later.
Huh.
I don't know if it's the longest run on Batman, but usually they switch hands for now. But Tom King, he's pretty good, but sometimes it gets a little weird. Either way, so Bane, there's been this big back and forth between Batman and Bane. I think Batman broke Bane's back at one point, like, take that, you idiot, or whatever.
That's good.
And it was pretty sick, and then Bane comes back for revenge, and he's, like, faking, like, he's... like mentally not there in Arkham Asylum, but he's running things from inside the asylum and trying to take over the city. And then Alfred gets like like his butt kicked by Thomas Wayne Batman. Like that universe, the Flashpoint universe, got destroyed, and then Thomas Wayne Batman somehow escaped, and he's there. And he, the last thing he told Batman was, "I don't want you to be Batman anymore. Find something else to do." So Bruce has been a little guilty about that. And then Thomas Wayne shows up, and Bane's like, "I'm trying to take over the city." And Thomas Wayne's like, "I hate you, but I don't want my son to be Batman anymore, so I'll help you." And so Thomas Wayne's been taking over Gotham. Him and Bane.
How does Gotham react to Thomas Wayne being
They just guy? Think it's Batman.
Oh.
Because he's dressed as gun-toting Batman.
Okay.
And so him and Bane kidnap Bruce. They, like, show up to the Wayne Manor. And then Bruce wakes up in the desert. And Thomas Wayne, he's got the freaking apocalypse Batman.
I just want you to know, every time I say Thomas Wayne, I think about Hamilton, where they go, "Thomas Paine."
Oh, yes. Common sense. Anyways. No. So, you know in Batman v Superman, how Batman has that vision of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
He's got the goggles and the coat. Thomas Wayne is dressed like that.
Nice.
And then he's like, "I've got this coffin. It's your mother. And we're taking her too." Like, there's the Lazarus pit, and then there's like some other scary pit that can bring someone back to life. So he's like, "I'm going to bring your mom back from the dead, and we're going to be a happy family together." And so they like fight their way through the desert. Ra's al Ghul's like tailing them or whatever.
Wait, is like Bruce like Bruce on board like, with bringing his mom
Bruce
back?
Bruce is like, "Fine. You broke me. I guess Bane took over the city. Fine, I just want my mom back," or whatever. They go into this pit. He's like, "We have to sacrifice a life for a life." So they take one of the Ra's al Ghul's ninjas, and they go down. And then Thomas is like, "We're going to be a family again." And Bruce is like, he says some speech. And then he's like, "Nah." And then they like get into this fight. And Bruce kicks Thomas and like destroys the coffin. And the coffin just like sand just pours out of it or whatever. Oh. And he's like, "What happened?" And Bruce is like, "I buried her in the desert while you were asleep. I'm not letting this happen." And then he like beats him till he's unconscious. And then Bruce just climbs out of the pit and leaves him there. But then Bane takes over the city and breaks Batman's back again. And then Classic. Leaves him. Or Batman has to go to like Tibet to find one of his masters. Either way, Thomas Wayne, Batman, and Gotham Girl are like... And they use Psycho Pirate to just mind control all the villains. So now they work for the GCPD. Okay. So like Hugo Strange is now the police commissioner. Huh. And Joker and the Riddler are like taking in criminals or whatever, because they're being mind controlled.
Oh.
Bane's controlling the city, and he cut a deal with Lex Luthor and the U.S. Congress to just be like, "You leave us alone and Gotham will have no more crime anymore because we're mind controlling everyone." So the government's like, "Okay, fine." And Batman's like watching it on the news, and he's like ticked. And Thomas Wayne's just like gunning down like villains who don't comply. Him and Gotham Girl. Gotham Girl is, she got Superman level powers, but it drains her life. So the more powerful she becomes, like the less life she has to live or whatever. So like Captain Atom shows up, who's like one of the only few people that can take out Superman. And he's like, "I'm defying the US government. I'm not letting this stand." And she just like beats him up and just like throws him out of the city. And then freaking Tim Drake shows up in the hospital. And Captain Adam's like, "You shouldn't be here, man." He's like, and then they've got Alfred hostage. So they're like, "If anybody comes, we're gonna kill Alfred." Damian Wayne doesn't care. Shows up, and Thomas Wayne's like, "What are you doing here?" And he's like, "You're not Batman. You're just a pretender." He's like, "I'm your grandfather, okay?" He's like, "No, you're not. You're just a phony." And he just like punches Thomas Wayne. They get like into this fight. And then Thomas Wayne like gets him on the ground. He's just like stepping on his head. Just doesn't care. Damian Wayne wakes up and Bane just snaps Alfred's neck. That's where they left it. I haven't read anymore. I don't know if Alfred's coming back, but then Thomas Wayne's like, "I know what you're thinking. Now that Alfred's dead, they'll come for you. But now we have another hostage." And then they just tie Damian Wayne to the chair. And it's like, if Nightwing steps foot in here, if Tim Drake sets foot in here, we're killing Robin. And there's a funny part where, this is the last thing, where like you see them all getting, and Barbara's like, "Oh, I'm a little busy, but okay." Batgirl meets him on the bridge or whatever. Dick Grayson's like, "I'm not Nightwing anymore, I'm Rick Grayson, bleh." And then it just shows like Red Hood gets the call and he's like, "F you," and just like hangs up the phone.
Yeah, it's classic.
Anyways, so I don't know, that's City of Bane part one. I haven't read part two, so I don't know how it ends, but the cover is Batman punching Bane to the ground. So I imagine Alfred's not dead. Maybe it was Clayface or something.
I guess so. Maybe. Might as well just get a different assistant, dude.
It looks like the ventriloquist is Thomas Wayne's Alfred right now, because it's like Thomas Wayne's in the Batcave and Gotham Girl is his Robin, and the ventriloquist is like bringing him tea and whatever.
Well, that would sound like a good John's Comic Corner.
Yeah, sorry, that went on way too long, but hey.
Thank you for tuning in to our puppy-sode.
That's it. This is probably what you can expect from our next podcast.
Yeah, something similar
just
to this.
Just comics, I don't know.
More comics.
Star Wars.
More organization, I think.
With more than this, definitely.
Absolutely more than
this. Has just been us talking.
Yeah.
But,
It's like, you know, it's just like to imagine that we're just in a car ride together. You're sitting in the front seat and John's in the back seat. And for some reason, you're too shy to talk. So John and I are just talking to each other. And you're just...
Maybe you're not off, but not while you're driving.
Yeah, because I'm the one driving.
You're the driver, so.
Yeah.
But if you're driving and you're in your car on your commute to work, don't fall asleep.
So let me know if you need any snacks, and we'll catch you next week.
Heck yeah. Catch us on Canine Critique, Facebook, Gmail, caninecritique.com, Instagram, all that stuff. Thanks to Elijah David Webb for the theme. And I think that's all. Thanks for tuning into our puppy-sode.
More puppy-sodes,
Probably not.
Yeah, you're right.
Catching the doghouse next week time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.